Good morning. It's 9:20 a.m. Tuesday, May the 1st, and I'm having a bit of a trip down memory lane at the moment. Went and saw the Avengers yesterday, which was absolutely brilliant, I must say. And if you get the chance to see it in a cinema, see it on a big screen, see it in 3D. It was really, really good, with some very great moments in it. And that led me to go back to 1972, because it was 1972 that I first bought on a copy of something called The Mighty World of Marvel, which was a UK reprint of the original Marvel comics. And they used to print them in black and white, actually. And The Mighty World of Marvel started with Incredible Hulk, which I've always had a bit of a thing for the Hulk. I've really liked the Hulk as my back character. Obviously, I really, really love Spider-Man. I'm very much into Spider-Man and the Batman. But the Hulk has always had a place in my heart. And he actually is a really good all-round character. Having messed up the last couple of films, in this film, he is really, really good. And I know this sounds terrible, but in 72, from there, because I was looking at the years in Wikipedia and I ended up drifting off. And my parents were really very good. They provided me with lots of reading material. And they also provided me with comics. They felt that comics were an acceptable thing, and they were delivered through the door every Saturday morning by a paper boy with Saturday's newspaper. And eventually, I got Mighty World of Marvel, The Amazing Spider-Man, and The Avengers. And I say, these were all reprints of the original Marvel comics. And that's what started me reading superhero comics, which I did on and off for a bit, because around about the age of 13, 1974, I eventually went to boarding school. And at that stage, for the first term till Christmas, my parents still got the comics delivered to the house, and I would come home and have a whole pile of comics to read. But it sort of died off after the end of that, because I had obviously started smoking. Obviously, because I was 13, and I convinced my parents that I would buy the comics instead of them coming through the door if they would give me the money. And so that's what happened. I used to get the money, and I would waste it on cigarettes and alcohol. And that sort of finished my comic sort of buying stuff until around about the age of 28, 29, when I was walking through a W.H. Smith's, and probably with my own kids, going through the comic rack there, and I saw a grey Hulk. Instead of a green Hulk, he was grey, and I picked it up, and it was a crossover moment with Spider-Man, and I picked it up and bought it, and from there, it sort of exploded. It became something fairly bad, because at one stage, I was spending probably over £100, that's 100 of your English pounds, a month on comics, and I would get them delivered to the house. A whole big chunk of comics, Marvel, DC comics, and read them. And I built up a huge collection. I actually, from that Incredible Hulk, I went backwards and collected whole runs of Hulk, and did the same with Spider-Man, and so on, and really got heavily into comics. But one of the things I've just discovered today is I've come across a site that actually has reprints from old other comics, because I used to get Tiger, and I used to get Roy the Rovers, and I used to get a comic called Score and Roar, and I've just found Jack of United, Jimmy of City, and I've just followed that story as well. So it's been very sort of reminiscing bit today. But The Avengers was really, really good. Spent the weekend watching all of the other films to build up. Not that you need to do that, but it was because Nikos wanted to get prepared, because he went to go see it with his dad, and we went on our own. It was absolutely fantastic. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.